You are listening to the Experience Points podcast for the week of September 27th, 2017. And hurry and listen to this before Epic releases its new free-to-play version.
Oh, God.
My name is Scott Juster.
We're the co-creators of ExperiencePoints.net, a site dedicated to the serious but not humorous conversation about video games, and some of those video games seem suspiciously similar to each other.
Nah, just because there's a huge flying thing and you jump out of it and you're in your underwear attacking people with frying pans doesn't mean...
That's actually a very good question. So today we are talking about the recent controversy from the creators of PUBG... And Epic Games, the creator of another game called Fortnite.
Yes. The game that's been in development for 10 years.
I remember seeing a version of Fortnite a long time ago that was before the cartoony graphics.
It basically looked like a weird Gears of War thing
or
something.
It did look like a weird Gears of War thing. And I remember thinking like, oh, that seems kind of cool. And then I saw pictures of the new Fortnite, and it is completely unrecognizable. Yeah. There's no way I would have thought that was the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's to me, and this is, I don't know, whatever. This is kind of mean or whatever, but to me, I would not know what that game even is.
Yeah.
Unless I was told, this is Fortnite by Epic Games. Like, this, to me, it looks like, oh, this is multiplayer shooter number 17.
Yeah.
It's like, ugh.
What's the deal? Every now and then, right, like, a game company releases a bunch of footage for a game and then just completely redesigns its aesthetic. Didn't they do that for Borderlands?
They did that for Tacoma. Remember we were just talking about
that?
Oh,
yeah, that's right. Yeah.
They redid the whole graphical style of Tacoma.
They're going to do that for Death Stranding, and it's going to be just a 2D cartoon game.
Oh, my God. Death Stranding is actually Cuphead 2.
Oh, sweet. What is the controversy? So Fortnite is not a battle royale game, per se.
Is it a building?
Is there it's some like a sort survival building game. Yeah. So all of the gameplay that I've seen of Fortnite is mostly people with like pickaxes working together to sort of build a fort that they then protect against.
During the night.
Yeah, during the night. And they defend themselves against a variety of like zombies and things like
that.
However, recently Epic Games announced that they were coming out with a Battle Royale mode, which is... basically PUBG and Fortnite.
Yeah.
100 people.
Right.
Drop out of a airplane slash...
A flying bus.
A flying bus.
Yeah.
Mrs. Frizzle is at the helm. And they land on an island.
Fight, children!
And they... and they have nothing... they don't have anything other than like a pickaxe and
whatnot. You gotta scrounge for your equipment. You gotta build up your own defenses.
Exactly. Yeah. And you go and find things to kill people with. Weapons and whatnot. I imagine there's some sort of crafting element since that is what Fortnite is all about.
They showed the building in the trailer, which I guess looks... you know, different.
I don't really understand. Well, whatever. We'll get into that.
Yeah.
There's also a blue ring of death, which if you play PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, and you probably do because everyone and their mother does, slowly shrinks as the game progresses until there's only a few people left, and the last one survives, gets the winner chicken dinner moniker. Of course.
Do you think they have a chicken dinner thing?
It's probably like beef. Beef well, congratulations. Here's your beef Wellington.
Congratulations. Here's a fish stick.
Yeah, maybe. Chicken breakfast. Wait a second. Something smells off.
It's not this fish stick.
It's not the fish sticks. So, of course, Blue Hole, the...
Also, why are they named Blue Hole?
I don't know, man.
Okay, I was just... I mean, why I don't know if there was a
why
thing.
Is Epic... Oh, I guess Epic Games makes sense.
I mean, you know, Epic Games... Epic Games has it because they have had Epic... It used to be Epic Mega Games.
Is that true?
Yeah, when Cliff Bleszinski first
started it. Your knowledge
of,
like, old video game company names is always startling.
But, I mean, you know, that Epic Games is a child of the 1990s.
Yes.
I mean, they came by that name, honestly.
My guess is Blue Hole... So Blue Hole is a Korean company.
Mm-hmm.
For all I know, Blue Hole in Korean means, like, sweet-ass game. You know? I don't know. I'm not Korean.
I also don't even... I guess I didn't even really realize the Blue Hole Player Unknown connection. I just thought it was a self-published thing.
Yeah, that, I think there's actually a lot of confusion about that. And that's why I'm really hesitant to say the Blue Hole game or owners of the game, because this is a really weird scenario anyway.
Yeah.
Right? So, player unknown, the man, the myth, the legend.
the titular player unknown.
Who is, I believe his title at Blue Hole is creative director for Player Unknown's Battlegrounds, actually created the Battlegrounds mod for H1Z1, right? Then Blue Hole licensed the idea through him of that Battle Royale game mode and hired him to be the creative director to lead the development of their own version of what was essentially his mod for H1Z1.
Calling it Player Unknown's Battlegrounds.
Correct.
Okay.
That mod still exists. So at its very heart, Player Unknown's Battleground is a derivative piece of content.
Yeah.
Now it is being derived from the mind of the person who made the previous version.
Yeah.
Who himself ripped the idea from Battle Royale, the actual
famous Japanese
2000 film in which a bunch of kids killed each other. Which, side note, had its own controversy when Hunger Games came out.
Yeah.
And the author allegedly had never heard of Battle Royale before.
God damn it. That's crazy. Also, Blue Hole, developed by Blue Hole Studio. Okay, remember Terra?
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good MMO.
That's them. That's Blue Hole.
Wow, I had no idea.
Okay, this makes a lot more sense. Knowing that A, it's A, Korean, and B, there's a lot of MMO money behind it.
Yeah, there's also three Blue Holes in Arkansas, according to Wikipedia.
Thanks, Wikipedia disambiguation. Okay, so they hired him to make a game that they now publish.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. And as we see in an interview that PC Gamer did with one of the executives from Blue Hole, they actually kind of bring up the fact that it's licensed. Like, they say, you know what, look, we have major issues with Fortnite being a Battle Royale game because they're ripping us off or whatever. But the issue isn't the genre of what they're calling Battle Royale genre, I guess is the name of it, because they themselves licensed it.
Yeah.
Which I think is and does go to the heart of this kind of controversy. Mm. The other thing, too, is these aren't the only Battle Royale, quote-unquote Battle Royale games, right?
Like,
they mentioned GTA has one. Yep. H1Z1 still has a healthy Battlegrounds community for their own version. There are other games with similar modes. And in fact, I think you could probably make a pretty compelling argument that this is just really a large-scale King of the Hill mode that you might see in all sorts of other games, right? Like, you can sort of trace this lineage back to regular stuff.
I want to say, maybe I'm just making this up because it's going to happen, but this is going to be a mode in Call of Duty this year.
Yeah.
It has to be.
Total side note, did you see Call of Duty recently released a gesture killing mode?
Gesture killing? What does
that
mean?
Yeah, so instead of firing a gun, your hand will take on random things. So you can, like, squish people's heads.
Oh my
gosh. Or you'll take out, like, a little soldier and go, like, rawr, and then hit your enemy on the screen and kill them.
Is it a melee? Or it's a hit scan where you just, like...
It's a hit scan based upon what you're holding your hand up. Or you can bust out a lighter and then, like, blow them up from afar.
What the hell?
It's really amazing.
Is this a zombie thing?
It's a whole new game mode.
Huh.
Anyway, back to the actual conversation.
Back to Battle Royale. You're right.
Like, I think the success of PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds is so big that it's having this weirdly disproportionate effect on other games in a way that I think is kind of interesting when we're talking about the genre. Mm. Because I think I would argue before PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds was as big of a success as it is, like 2, 3, 4 years ago, I would not call this a genre. I'm not even sure I would even call it a genre yet. Maybe now, I guess.
Mm.
But it's not like everyone was working on it.
Yeah.
And what's bizarre is there's no reason they weren't. Like, Battle Royale came out in 2000.
Exactly.
Like, that's almost 20 years old.
It just didn't catch on.
It just didn't catch on.
It's weird because you can see trends where Horde mode was really popular in a lot of... I mean, Halo had a Horde mode after Gears of War.
Capture the Flag mode, right?
Yeah.
Like, you got games like Orcs Must Die that then had all sorts of trap versions that made its way into other shooters as well.
Yeah. So I guess it's just what catches the popularity, and then that, for a while, that crowds out a lot of other things, and now we're into another trend, basically.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what makes this case so more uncomfortable, much more uncomfortable for people, is because it feels like anyone now stepping into this space are ripping off PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, because it's so big, right? There's a difference between, you know, Battleborn is creating their MOBA-esque thing, and all these other companies are making different versions of that, right? This feels like it's much more on the nose based upon their success. And yeah. you know what? Maybe I'm wrong, right? Like, do you think, was this happening with League of Legends, whatever, 6-7 years ago?
I mean,
I know League of Legends was based off of Dota.
Sure. I mean, I guess you could go far enough back to Dota 1 and then League and then
but like
Dota 2 and yeah, then yeah. Heroes and all of the
exactly,
other.
Exactly. Like there's Heroes and Smite. And
fucking Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings. MOBA, yeah. Awesome Knots.
Yeah.
You know, there's all sorts of MOBAs now.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It feels to me that when a lot of these MOBA clones or like rip-offs, if you will, started to come out, they didn't feel as reactionary. And maybe I'm just remembering wrong because that time has come and gone.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
The growth of MOBAs happened really quickly. Everyone was commenting on it, and then it sort of phased out.
Maybe
now we're here.
Maybe it's
phase.
A thing that, like, MOBAs did grow fast, but not nearly as fast as PlayerUnknown.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if that's because MOBAs are so much harder to make, you know? Like, there are a lot of balance issues where all you really need... I mean, hell,
Battleground... Or harder to play.
That's definitely true. Yeah. And harder to understand and pitch, for sure.
Yeah.
But Battlegrounds is such a simple idea, right? And the core game was constructed as a mod.
Yeah.
So all you really need is a semi-competent shooter and a circle that closes as you play.
Yeah.
And you basically have the mode.
Hmm. So let's go into CH Kim. So CH Kim was the Bluehole exec.
Yes.
That was talking to PC Gamer. And I want to dissect this really labyrinthian interview that he gave. So at first, he said a lot of stuff around, well, it would have been nice if Epic would have told us. And the interview was like, but why? Like, what is going on?
Yeah.
And eventually it came out that, and I didn't really make this connection, but they are using the Unreal Engine.
Yes.
And so it's like, oh, I get it. This is a business guy getting mad at other business guys for doing business things.
It seems weirdly public, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. It seems like you would just send a really angry email to Epic and be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, normally, your lawyer would call their lawyer and be like, yo, why you gotta play me like that?
Yeah.
You know, like it wouldn't necessarily be a sort of public thing.
Yeah.
I also wonder how much of this is a sort of international problem, right? Like,
could be.
There is a lot of delay between things.
Yeah.
So I suspect that maybe he did send an angry letter, but they didn't pick up, you know, within 24 hours and was just like, fuck it, I'm going to mention this online.
Man. Because, I mean, it brings up a bigger topic of what it means to license technology.
Yeah.
Because his, you know, Kim's argument is, well, if they're doing their own mode that's almost exactly the same as our mode, do they have an incentive to support us when we have technical issues or tickets, or will they favor their game if they make engine updates versus pushing it out to the licensees?
Yep.
Which I guess I can kind of see where he's coming from.
I mean, I can very much see where he's coming from. I mean, I understand. I guess what I'm saying is, in his worst case scenario, of course that's a concern.
Yeah.
I think that he's not fully understanding how much more money licensing the Unreal Engine makes for Epic.
That's what I'm worried about, where it's like, can you imagine a world where Amazon Web Services...
Basically, like, a world without net neutrality?
Well, yeah, like where they can I don't know, maybe, and who knows, maybe I'm just naive and they do this, but I can't imagine a licensor would so blatantly shoot themselves in the foot by providing preferential service kind of internally.
Yeah.
Because that basically destroys the trust of your entire ecosystem.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
If your clients don't trust you, then they'll just leave you and go to Unity or do whatever.
Yeah. No, I 100% agree. Like the value of that trust is so much greater. To a point where I think that they probably don't actually have to be concerned about this issue.
Yeah.
But what I will say, and I think you would agree with this, and I think Mr. Businessman would agree with this
Shit. He's been on the road for a long time.
Well, you know, he's got to sell his wares.
That's true.
He's a businessman after
He's selling knives now.
The perception of impropriety is almost as bad as actual impropriety.
Yeah. Some might argue as bad.
And I'm not sure I disagree with Kim here in saying that Epic looks really uncomfortably close to this because of that Unreal Engine relationship.
Yeah. And also because Fortnite right now is a console PS4 leading.
Yes. Yeah.
And this means that they're beating Battlegrounds to the console market.
And in and using a free-to-play model.
Yes.
So they're not even going to, like, they're not even going to charge you.
Yeah.
They can make as much money as they want with all of the free people.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're beating them there with a free game,
yeah,
means that people will dive into Fortnite and then, yeah, question, well, why should I bother picking up PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds?
Yeah.
Especially in an environment where there's not crossplay.
Yep.
Like, the fact that I own PUBG on PC isn't going to help you, yeah, buy it on console.
Because they're... PUBG, remind me, PUBG is launching, at first, it's launching exclusively on Xbox, and then who knows in the
then
future.
Then who knows. Yeah. And I think, okay, even then, they only said next year, I think.
Yeah. So, and they're trying to get it out by the end of the year, right? Like,
not this year.
Oh,
I think they said it'll be coming out next year.
Oh, wow. Man. Okay, so you can see why Kim is so angry then, because it's like, okay, yeah, well... Next year probably also is, you know, they'll have like a 6-month exclusivity window, then they'll try to get it on PS4 too, but Fortnite has already been on PS4 as an early access,
yeah,
game, so you're right, people who have played, there's going to be a chunk of people who have experienced a Battle Royale experience,
yeah,
that maybe now, okay, I did this thing, I don't, yeah, need to play this new game.
Kim also mentions that some of the marketing material for Fortnite specifically mentions PUBG.
Yeah.
And you and I had like a weird time hunting this down.
Yes.
Because one asset that was originally on Twitter, but, yeah, now we can only find on games publication sites like, mm, GameSpot, and we cannot find on YouTube,
yeah,
does specifically have them saying,
yeah,
in I think what was called an announcement trailer.
Yeah.
That they were inspired by PUBG.
Yeah.
But then another version of that same trailer doesn't have that comment.
Yeah.
Which is a little awkward.
They've at least tried to bury it, if not completely wipe it.
Right.
Which, to me, I don't know. I'm of two minds of it. I mean, whatever. Stay on message. I get it. But also, I think it's nice when even big publishers can say, yeah, people fucking love Horde Mode, and we love Gears of War here at 343 Studios.
Totally agree, yeah.
We're going to put this in Halo because we know it's a great mode. Like,
yeah,
it's refreshingly honest to be like, yeah, we actually do play other games, and we want to learn from other people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of weird to get mad at someone about that. Like, you have to dissect it from, yep, the business relationship.
There was an article this past week where someone made the argument that game developers would be more candid if their players weren't so toxic.
Oh, man.
Which I kind of agree with.
Yeah.
And we talked about it last week, so we're not going to talk, yeah, about toxicity.
Yeah.
But I also think that game developers would be more candid if they weren't fucking in an industry where so much, yeah, money exchanges hands.
Right. And also where there's, I mean, to an extent, it's kind of a zero-sum game because people only have so much money.
Yeah.
And so there is some weird, well, they can't buy us all. You know, it's different, yep, where, like, if two Netflix shows are, all they're doing is competing for time, because,
yeah,
you're already subscribed to the service, so,
mm-hmm,
the BoJack Horseman people can be like, you should totally watch House of Cards, because, like, whatever, like, you're gonna watch it anyway.
Yeah.
But this, it's like, well, do you can you actually afford to spend several $100 worth in games this year? Because you might have the time, but not the money, and so therefore it makes things a little like,
yeah,
gosh, how much should I endorse my theoretical competitors?
You, yeah, know? That's definitely true. There's also an issue, I think, where, from Bluehole's perspective, Epic Games didn't do a good enough job of differentiating, yeah, why their game is different than PUBG.
Right? Yeah.
Now, normally you'd want to say, like, let's think on our strong points and really talk about how Fortnite's building mechanic is totally different than PUBG.
Yeah.
But at least in the video that we saw, like, within those first 15 seconds when it shows people jumping out of a bus airplane,
yeah,
it looks almost exactly like a cartoony version of PUBG.
Yeah, very similar. I mean, I think also it's just so hard because they know what they're doing. But I truly believe that they actually like PUBG and want to do a version of that.
Well, but do you think that the developers like PUBG and were like, man, PUBG would be really fun in Fortnite because we could build our own cover?
Oh, yeah.
Or do you think someone was like, yo, PUBG is fucking blowing up. We need to get a piece.
Yeah.
We need to get a piece of that territory.
Yeah. I mean, I would like to believe that it's probably both. Because,
yeah,
people just see the spreadsheet where it's like, oh my god, this graph is going off the charts.
Yeah.
And people are like, well, I would love to make that mode. And like, do it yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's this it's probably this weird confluence of it's super popular and also, I don't know, from a game design perspective, it seems kind of fun that, you know, you'd probably try to, you know, bolt that onto an existing system and see how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. I see where they're coming from a positioning and a partnership perspective, but I also, the way that they went about it, the way that they explained why they were mad,
yeah,
just came off as close-minded.
Yeah.
But their actual point has merit to it.
Yeah. You know? I definitely agree. I totally agree.
I don't think PlayerUnknown has said anything about this.
I mean, I think from his perspective as a developer, he doesn't really care. Like, yeah. Look, he knows he has the idea and pulled the idea from other source material.
This is a battle that your publisher should be fighting, not your...
Yeah, I mean, to some extent. Like, look, he's out there to make the best game possible.
Yeah.
I would be concerned that if there are engine issues, maybe he won't be able to make it the best game possible.
Yeah.
You know, like, I can definitely see that being a concern, but... PUBG right now, look, it's a great game, but it is buggy as all hell and like not perfect and there's a lot of rough edges, and he's got a lot of work to do besides worrying about Fortnite.
What if they were, Fortnite was in version 1.3 we implemented vaulting?
True. I mean, the other thing too, right, is we've been down this road before in cases that were far more obviously ripoffs. And it is painfully difficult to pursue copyright claims
in the games industry. You can't, especially if it's a game mechanic. I mean, you can't, there's never been a precedent where you can't patent tic-tac-toe.
Exactly. You know, I mean, Kim does mention in his interview that there are some like UI concerns.
Yeah.
I think. So, I mean, that might be something. Certainly, I hope the people at Fortnite are covering their ass in regards to the way that the game is represented. But you know, when all is said and done, what could possibly come of this?
Yeah,
they're not gonna ditch Unreal Engine this late in development.
Yeah,
they're not going to sue Epic Games.
Yeah, you're right.
They're that's not gonna work out in their favor, and I think they know that.
Yeah, Epic seems to be also focusing on a slightly different target. You know, they're focusing on PS4. They're not doing...
Yeah.
I mean, there seems to be a somewhat of a difference in audience.
And tone as well, right? Yeah. Like, really cartoony versus a much more realistic.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, the one thing I could see coming out of this is, honestly, PUBG looking at their competitors and just doing a better job of differentiating it.
Yeah.
Like, this, in a weird way, the solution is a marketing one, you know? Not necessarily a development one.
Yeah.
Or potentially hiring more developers and getting their game out faster. Like, that might be what happens at the end of the day.
They accelerate the pace of... Because, I mean, this is probably... If possible, they accelerate the pace because this is just the first of probably many more of these.
Yeah.
I mean, GTA 5 did it, so, you know, that's probably the tip of a bunch of other ones that are going to come online now.
I mean, they have a ton of money, baby. Like, spread that out. What's wrong with that?
Can you think of other high-profile mechanics or games that are, you know, seemingly, like, heavily influenced or even copied?
BioShock 2 completely ripped off BioShock.
Classic.
Classic. Ken Levine. Stealing ideas. Well, I mean, System Shock, I guess you could say.
Well, I mean, he worked on it, so all that Looking Glass shit.
Definitely the MOBA space.
Yeah. Right?
Like, when we were seeing games pop up, what I always thought was actually kind of funny was seeing game companies try to make mobile MOBAs and realize it's basically impossible.
Yeah.
Like, on mobile games. Yeah. And then you definitely see copies of games that are basically like bootleg ripoffs in China and stuff.
Like their version of, it's like Transmorphers or something.
Yeah, like League of Legends is like Legends of the League teams, you know? Yeah. And like every character has their version in the other game. Like Annie is like Fifi and she has like a giant flaming teddy panda instead of a teddy bear.
That's funny.
So definitely versions like that.
I remember when the developer of Threes wrote a big post about, what was it? Was it even called 2X or something like that?
Yeah,
there was a thing that was...
Another foreign game competitor, right? Like, I thought it was like an Eastern European thing.
It might have been, but they had a big conversation about why they approached the market the way they did, why they charged versus free-to-play.
Yeah, yeah.
They even actually went into the mechanics of the competitor.
I thought we did a whole podcast on The one where, like, you turn bears into trees and, like,
towns. Oh, yeah, Tripletown.
Tripletown.
And Yeti.
Yetiville.
Tripletown, Yeti. Yeah, Yetiville.
Or Yeti Town and Tripleville.
Yeah. Yes, I remember those. I remember thinking that there would be a bunch of appropriations of the Nemesis system.
Oh. And yeah, it happened. Yeah, I fucking, except for the next one. I wish there were more of that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of those things where you strike gold, and I think competitors realize we would love to have that, but it is going to be really fucking hard to start from scratch.
Yeah. And even after a couple cycles, I mean, that first game came out, what, 2 or 3 years ago?
Yeah.
And I would have bet money that we would have seen an approximation of that system in a bunch of other games, but it just never happened.
That's true. What would you make of the claim that Overwatch is just a Team Fortress 2 ripoff?
I mean, I think about that too, where to me that is more, I don't know why, but in my head that is much more squarely in the genre rather than copy category.
Yeah.
Because there is a lot of differentiation. Like, there's way more character types in Overwatch, but it's like the class-based action game is like I kind of lump all of those in it. Yeah. I mean, there's some like the Medic and Mercy that are like pretty close.
They're more one-on-one.
Or like Tracer or Sombra and the Scout, or, you know, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's close, but I don't know. Seems a little...
Dota's working on a card game.
Fuck, that's...
I mean, I don't know how much it's going to be Hearthstone, but is it going to be Hearthstone?
Yeah. Oh, and which is hilarious because usually that is Blizzard's MO.
Yeah,
where they see the market and they're like, this MMO space is pretty interesting. Let me just take everything from Ultima and EverQuest and all that and then make the best MMO.
Yeah.
Just like they did with Overwatch, just like they did with StarCraft, like all of those. Like, that's their MO. But now Valve is doing it to them.
Yeah, and not just that. Like, League of Legends is totally ripping off Overwatch's loot box system, as are many other game developers, right? Yeah. Like, the way that Overwatch monetizes themselves is also now being copied, and some of the, even the way that the UI and community involvement is produced is being mirrored, right? So, again, totally not new to games. Like, this has been going on since fucking Edison was stealing ideas from Tesla, you know? Like, this has been going on for quite some time. So, the idea that, like, this is an outlier isn't really the case.
Yeah.
I think it's just a prominent one because PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds is basically at its peak.
Yeah.
And this game is coming out almost fully fledged.
Yeah.
It is the first to rip it off.
Yeah.
And it certainly won't be the last.
And it's the closest in terms of their relationship.
Yes.
Like, there's an actual contract between these two entities on the other side of the house. Yeah.
What's that, like, Southern family that's been feuding for, like, 100 years?
The Hatfields and the McCoys?
This is, like, the Hatfields and the McCoys. They're just so close. You know, they've married each other.
Oh, man.
C.H. Kim's grandson is being wed to the granddaughter of a...
It would be like if Overwatch was using the Source engine or something.
Because that's super weird, you know, man.
Because then it's like, wait, what the fuck? Like, you're making...
How has this not come up in the past, though? Like, surely Epic has made other things that...
You'd think.
I mean, here's the thing, though, right? Everyone uses Unreal Engine. Like, it's not even that...
Yeah. It's not unique. Rare, right? Yeah. I guess it's the direct relationship of this is the exact type of game.
It's almost that there aren't enough competitors.
Yeah, it's too obvious where it's if there were like 10 others, we'd be like, yeah, whatever.
So that goes back to my statement earlier, right? Like, I don't feel we're at a place where we can comfortably call the Battle Royale genre a genre yet. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about the Dark Souls genre not too long ago, and that's been a genre in the making, and even now we don't have a name for it yet. Mm-hmm. But the Battle Royale genre has popped up and grown exponentially over the past couple of years, it still seems super young to really know what the contents of that genre is.
And the mechanics of it are so, right now anyway, they're so cut and dry.
Yeah. It's drop from the sky.
Drop from the sky, 100 people, blue ring.
I mean, even dropping from the sky, couldn't you just randomly spawn them in?
I guess so. I mean, it probably wouldn't be as fun because you couldn't see people, you know, skitter around the map.
You know what's weird, though? I almost feel like there's so much more potential of this genre.
Yeah.
Because look,
you shouldn't copy it because you're pinning yourself.
Like, look, it's a 100-person thing on a huge map. Yeah. Have 50-50 huge battles where each team gets to work on collecting up their gear before meeting each other on a battlefield. You know, who knows?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Before we wrap up, are there any game genres or modes that you kind of wish more people would copy? You mentioned the Nemesis system.
Yeah, I can't believe the Nemesis system didn't get copied.
I know, I always really enjoyed Team Fortress 2 had some mods, and I think there's a couple more games that modded. Half-Life 2 has a mod as well that's like hide and seek.
Oh,
where
yeah,
players
yeah.
spawn as an object, yeah. an inanimate
have
object.
To find, yeah.
Oh, that should be done.
That's also how you play Dark Souls.
That's exactly right, yeah.
I can't believe that you see it every once in a while. Weirdly enough, including in Pyre, but the active reload mechanic.
Yeah, that's right. Active reload.
I always thought that would catch on way more than it did. And it pops up every once in a while, but not to the extent that I thought
it
would.
We need to make a fucking t-shirt that just like, active reload is still the best mechanic ever made. It is
active
still
reload,
the best mechanic
criminally
ever made.
Underrated.
It's for a game that's not out yet, but Sea of Thieves, the way that and Far Cry 2. Like picking up a map blocks your vision.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
In-game diegetic maps.
Diegetic maps, for sure.
Yeah, that doesn't... You're right. There's a few of them out there, but that doesn't happen all that often.
That could work in PUBG.
Yeah. You could, like, look at the map, but, like, it's the battle's going along around you. That would be actually really fun.
Maybe you find a map, like, you know what I mean? And it tells you where certain weapons are or something.
But you have to actually physically
look at it.
Hold on, guys.
Yeah, I got this. Cover me.
Oh, sorry. I had it upside down. Okay, now I know where we're going.
Or there's treasure where you could go and, like, dig up a fucking massive, like, rocket launcher.
X marks the spot of where the rocket launcher is.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I have nothing against Epic Games, clearly. People should steal more ideas, is what I'm saying. Just don't stop at PUBG. Keep it going, baby.
I mean, you have to just go even wilder with it. Because if you're not brazen enough, if you're not taking more chances, then it's just like, oh, you're just putting your own logo on this.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. It's not enough that you're a fan of PUBG.
Yeah.
You have to be such a big fan of PUBG, but also a fan of all these other games.
Yeah,
and then make something weird.
Like, broadly, yeah.
Because the problem is, if I can distill your game into, oh, it's this game, but with X, it's not good enough.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, regardless, I mean, I'm not going to play Fortnite. I mean, come on. what is that? But, like, weirdly enough, because this now exists, it's in my head now. Where it's like, I can download this right now from the PS4 store. Like, I can do this. So, like...
I might try it. Yeah,
the damage is done.
Yeah.
I mean, this is why Kim is so pissed off. Like, he has two potential converts here.
Yeah.
Totally. I mean, come on. If they can't give you a chicken dinner, though, like, no one's...
The question is, which game is going to come to the Switch first?
Oh.
Because that's when I'm in.
They should, I mean, fuck, you're an expert in this. They should make, someone should license the Nintendo characters. You could find 100 Nintendo characters. Like,
oh my God, that's a great idea.
Shy Guy, Birdo, Yoshi's running around.
So basically like 100-person Smash Brothers.
Yeah, 100-person Smash Brothers.
Just fucking, you see Kirby like, whoop, falling onto the map.
Floating down.
Dude, sign me up, are you kidding me? A third-person survival Smash Brothers would be amazing.
A single death elimination match where... Fucking the Nintendo universe is all fighting with each other.
There's like pipes that Samus can go in that like only certain other characters can go into.
I'm telling you. Some enterprising developer out there, you can have that one for free.
See, this is the problem actually, because the publishers can't go after each other, but they will go after the little guys.
Yes, that's true.
You know? Because Nintendo did just shut down that Mario 64.
Yeah, Super Mario 64 2 or whatever it was called. Yeah. They have to get someone big enough has to get the execs at Nintendo drunk enough to agree to do this, because it would be a fucking amazing game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I 100% agree.
All right, well, stay tuned for our next podcast where we have a debate about which 100 Nintendo characters we would include in a death match.
Well, Bayonetta clearly wins.
experiencepoints@gmail.com is our email address.
And experiencepoints.net is our website. We have 400 plus episodes you can go and rip off and just re-upload on your own.
Do
call it your own podcast.
Yeah.
You can pretend to be us. I don't care. Wouldn't be the first time.
We might not even be the original us.
Oh, shit, dude. What if you've been replaced and I never knew it? You're the thing.
Oh, man. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. We will talk to you next week.
Ciao. Every time we disagree, there's a place to go.